right, continuing the conversation now. Colette Adkins here, Carnivore Conservation Director, Senior Attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, talking about the overhaul of the Endangered Species Act. And I want to go back, Colette, to this conversation about when it comes to, we'll use wolves as an example. Should the Michigan Department of Natural Resources have the control, the power to decide when an animal, for example, when they put hunting seasons in Montana or Michigan, we'll use them both here as examples. Should the state have that opportunity? Should the state have that control?
Well, Congress has already decided that species that deserve protection of the Endangered Species Act will be managed by the federal expert wildlife agency, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Right, but so my point is both Michigan and Montana have asked for the gray wolf to be delisted, right?
That's right. And in that circumstance here, we've got the Fish and Wildlife Service agreeing. They've proposed to remove protection for gray wolves across the United States. Now, I think that's the wrong decision for many reasons. Primarily, although wolves have made, and in Montana, just let's be clear, they've already lost their protections. That's in the northern Rocky Mountains, and population of wolves lost their protection several years ago with a rider that amended the Endangered Species Act. So Montana does have state agencies do manage wolves, but here in the Midwest, in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, they're managed by the federal agency.
But here's my question: Why is that? When we know that Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota have four times the number of wolves than do Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming?
Well, I don't think we do know that, but I agree with
we
you.
We do, actually. We have about 6,000 wolves in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, and we have about 1,500 in the western United States. So that'd be about four times. Maybe it's three and a half times, but close enough. We have many more wolves in this part of the country, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, than we do there. So why would we battle delisting if it's a management tool for the wildlife and biology professionals?
What the Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to do is to remove protection from wolves across the country. So places like the Northeast, where we don't have any breeding populations of wolves, in the Pacific Northwest, where they've just barely started recovering. In California, we just have one pack, and they would lose federal protections. You're right that wolves have made tremendous progress here in the Great Lakes state.
Well, but hold on. Let's be honest about this, Colette. Just because they lose federal protection doesn't mean the state of California is going to let people shoot them. I mean, period. It doesn't mean that at all. And I think you're being a little misleading in saying otherwise. Let's be honest. The state of California can protect that pack of wolves. And if a pack of wolves shows up in Maine or in Connecticut or Massachusetts after the people freak out and their dogs get eaten, they're going to also protect those wolves. They're not going to be open to hunting season because there's a federal protection taken away. Are they?
It definitely matters from state to state. So we know, for example, California does protect the wolf as a state endangered species, but California depends on wolves coming down from Oregon and from Washington. And in Oregon, they've removed their state endangered protections and, in fact, are already considering the possibility of a hunting and trapping season. And that's why we have federal protections, when we know that we need to look at a larger scale to ensure that a species can recover, when you can't place the faith in individual states. And what we saw, for example, in Minnesota is the very year they lost their protections under the act, the state set up a hunting season. So many states are absolutely dead set on opening hunting and trapping seasons. And we know that will happen again in the Great Lakes, and that impacts recovery elsewhere because you need protections in these core populations to serve as a source for these other places that don't yet have wolf populations.
All right, and so I think it's important that the states have a role in all of this, and that's my opinion, and I understand. And I think the Endangered Species Act has been a tremendous piece of legislation that's protected a lot of species, vertebrates, invertebrates, plants and animals, flora and fauna, and I think it's a terrific piece of legislation. But I don't see, I mean, some of the stuff predates the Trump administration. I don't see yet where there's an assault or an attack on Midwest wildlife. I guess I'll give you the last word on this, but I don't see it.
Well, even just the one example that I've given about now being able to use economic considerations, that really, if we can just convert what should be a scientific decision into one that weighs business interests, that really just turns this act into something that really is just a give out to those industries that want to log, mine, and don't care about having these magnificent creatures on the landscape.
We have, well, in fairness, we have more deer, more turkeys, more wolves, more moose, more everything in America today than we did 100 years ago. That's a fact. Mathematically certain. No question. And it's in large part to the Teddy Roosevelt idea of conservation. And I think that's important. So I appreciate your point of view, but I think you might want to revisit some of your numbers, Colette. But a good conversation. You're welcome to come back anytime. And we can continue the conversation because we do have more deer, turkeys, geese, ducks, everything than we've ever had because of conservations and conservation efforts. So I appreciate you being here. I'll give you the last word.
There are definitely a lot of game species here in the United States, but that is a very different comparison than wolves, for example. Absolutely, we don't have as many wolves now as we did 100 years ago, and that's because the government was tasked with eradicating them across the landscape, and only through the protections of the Act have they started to rebound in the last 30 years.
Well, we have a lot more than we had 30 years ago, so it does work. Colette, greatly appreciate it. Colette Adkins from the Center for Biological Diversity. Good conversation. You're welcome anytime.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Back after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
Reverse osmosis water systems from Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, provide the best drinking water you can get. Pure water has never been more important. And right now, you can register to win a brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button. Sign up for your free water test and get entered to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home, cottage, or anywhere you want it to be. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.